That was This Is Me Trying, and that was like the last song of the hour, but like I said, I'm subbing for TK from 10 to 11, so there will be more Taylor Swift. And like, I don't know if I'm supposed to like introduce the station again. Like, I guess I'm supposed to. But like, you know you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford to Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, so I said it. Because like, apparently the FCC requires that I say that exactly from, I don't, like every hour. So up next we have Paris by Miss Swift, which is a very big departure from This Is Me Trying, and I'll explain why. Because okay, so basically, like I guess the latter half of the last playlist was kind of Taylor just being like very anxious about like Joe leaving her. Like, she's just like, please don't leave me. Like, understandable. And the like the first few songs of this playlist are just like classic like love songs, like, oh, I love Joe, you know. And I think that this, like, the vibes from these songs are really giving lover into like quarantine era, like Folklore Evermore era, where she lover era, obviously, like, she's very much like still in love with Joe, like, that's the whole like idea like behind the album. And like, when COVID hit, Loverfest was canceled, so everyone had to quarantine, right? She had to like retreat home, and she was just like locked up with Joe the whole time. And I think Joe, being like a very like introverted and like reserved person, like really liked that part of Taylor. And they had like a blast writing songs during quarantine together, even though I'm pretty sure like he just like wrote the melody, she did the lyrics. So up next we have Paris. Oh yeah, I'm gonna play Lover with that as well. Paris and Lover.
Up with ages ago, some wannabe Z-lister, and all the outfits were terrible. 2003, unbearable. Did you see the photos? No, I didn't, but thanks though. I'm so in love that I might stop breathing. Drew a map on your bedroom ceiling. No, I didn't see the news, cause we were somewhere else. Stumbled down pretend alleyways, cheap wine, make believe it's champagne. I was taken by the view, like we were in. We were somewhere else, like we were in Paris. Oh, we were somewhere else. Privacy sign on the door and on my page and on the whole world. Romance is not that if you keep it just yours. Levitate above all the messes made. Sit quiet by my side in the shade. And not the kind that's thrown, I mean the kind under where a tree has grown. I'm so in love that I might stop breathing. Drew a map on your bedroom ceiling. No, I didn't see the news, cause we were somewhere else. Stumbled down pretend alleyways. Cheap wine, make believe it's champagne. I was taken by the view, like we were in Paris. Like we were somewhere. My love, we were in Paris.
the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? Let our friends crash in the living room. This is our place, we make the call. And I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you. I've loved you 3 summers now, honey, but I want them all. Can I go?
That was Lover, and before that was Paris. Like I said, just some good old-fashioned love songs about Joe Alwyn. The next two are also just like good old-fashioned love songs about Joe Alwyn. Up next we have Invisible String and Call It What You Want. And Invisible String, she's like, oh, there's just like this like invisible string like tying me and you together, and so like we're like fated to be together, and it's just like a happy accident that like you and I met at the Met Gala and whatever. But I don't know, like Taylor has never been like chill about anything, and in her song Mastermind she's literally like, I orchestrated this whole thing myself, like I'm smarter than you are. I just like wanted you that bad, so I got you, and that's because I'm a mastermind. But in Invisible String, she's like still in her folklore-y, like, I'm trapped with you right now, Joe. I don't want to say trapped, except, whatever, you know, they were like quarantined. They were stuck together in quarantine. So she's like still in her lavender hazy type of era. Yeah. So we have Invisible String and then Call It What You Want.
Where I used to read its centennial park. I used
used to think I would meet somebody there. Teal was the color of your shirt when you were 16 at the yogurt shop. You used to work out to make a little money. Time, curious time, give me no compasses, give me no signs. Were there clues I didn't see? And isn't it just so pretty to think all along there was some invisible string tying you to me? First trip to LA, you ate at my favorite spot for dinner. Bold was the richest on our 3-year trip, getting lunch down by the lakes. She said I looked like an American singer. Time, mystical time, cutting me open then healing me fine. Were there clues I didn't see? Just so pretty to think all along there was some invisible string tying you to me.
Crumbled overnight. I brought a knife to a gunfight. They took the crown, but it's alright. All the liars are calling me one. Nobody's heard from me for months. I'm doing better than I ever was. Cause my baby's fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to. Call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. My babies fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene. Loves me like I'm brand new. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. All my flowers grew back as thorns.
windows boarded up after the storm. He built a fire just to keep me warm. All the drama queens taking swings, all the jokers dressing up as kings. They fade to nothing when I look at him. And I know I make the same mistakes every time bridges burn. I never learn, at least I did one thing right. I did one thing right. I'm laughing with my love, I'm making forts undercovers, trust him like a brother. Yeah, you know I did one thing right. Starry eyes sparking up my darkest night. My baby's fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. My baby's fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene. Loves me like I'm brand new. Chain round my neck, chain round my neck. Not because he owns me, but 'cause he really knows me. Which is more than they can say. I recall late November, holding my breath slowly. I said, you don't need to save me, but would you run away with me? Yeah. My baby's fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to.
That was Call It What You Want, and before that was Invisible String. Up next, we have another love song. We have The Lakes and then Sweet Nothing. So The Lakes is very much like, I'm in love with you, and like this whole like famous lifestyle is like not for me. I just really want to have like a private life, and we should just like run away to the Windermere Lakes in England, which is where you're from, Joe, and we can just like stay there, and we'll just like run away, and we'll never have to like see anyone again. And Sweet Nothing is like also like a love song, basically saying like, oh, like you're such like an anchor to me, and everyone, there's like so much noise outside, but like you're really just like the quiet sort of haven that I need. And The Lakes, I think, is, like, a very obvious, like, love song. But I've got to be honest, when I first listened to Sweet Nothing, I was like, who is this about? Like, I don't know if this is about Joe. Because, like, the name itself, Sweet Nothing, is just, like, MT words, right? So I thought that, oh, maybe it's, you know, about one of Taylor's ex-boyfriends who would just, like, say Sweet Nothings. But then when you listen to the lyrics, like, she really does, like, reference stuff that she and Joe did, like, in the very first verse. She's like, I spy with my little tired eye, tiny as a firefly, a pebble that we picked up last July, down deep inside your pocket. We almost forgot it. Does it ever miss Wicklow sometimes? And Wicklow is in Ireland, and Joe was in Ireland, I think, 2021, in the summer, to film Conversations with Friends, and Taylor visited him and stuff. And so I remember I listened to a podcast about it because I have nothing better to do. And the guy on the podcast was saying like, okay, so Joe and Taylor both took a pebble from its home and now it's in Joe's pocket. And like Taylor's wondering, does that pebble ever miss where it came from? And before Joe, Taylor was like very much like, well, she's still in the public eye, but then she was like really, like really, really, really in the public eye. Like, she did not mind getting papped by the paparazzi. She was like very engaged on Tumblr, on Instagram. Like, she was doing it all. Like, she really had a presence. She really wanted to connect, like, one-on-one with her fans, which 2015 was chaotic, okay? And partly because Taylor really just wanted to, like, put herself out there and be really present with, like, the media and, like, showcase, like, her Taylor Swift squad and everything. So it's, like, funny that in Sweet Nothing, she's, like, wondering, like, oh, does this pebble ever miss where it came from? Because maybe that pebble is Taylor. Like, maybe Taylor is missing, like, that sort of lifestyle. Because we have to remember, like, from 2016 to 2021, that's, like, 4 years of Taylor being with Joe. And from that, during that four-year period, she was a lot less, you know, involved with the press and media. So I think that with Sweet Nothing, we're seeing, like, she's not exactly, like, content. She's, like, not satisfied with being, like, locked down, really, in quarantine and also, like, in a relationship. So we can kind of see, like, that the shift from The Lakes to Sweet Nothing.
by with my little tired eye, tiny as a firefly, a pebble that we picked up last July. Down deep inside your pocket, we almost forgot it. Does it ever miss Wicklow sometimes? Is coming, everyone's up to something. I found myself around and onto your sweet nothings. Outside they push and shoving, you're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was sweet nothing. On the way home, I wrote a poem. You say, what a mind, this happens all the time. Cause they said the end is coming, everyone's up to something. I found myself a running home to your sweet nothings. Outside they're pushing, shoving, you're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was nothing. Industry disruptors and soul deconstructors and smooth-talking hucksters out glad-handing each other, and the voices that implore you should be doing more. To you I can admit that I'm just too soft for all of it. Myself a running home to your sweet nothings. Outside they're pushing, shoving, you're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was sweet nothing. They said the end is coming, they said the end is coming. Everyone's up to something, everyone's up to something. I find myself a running home to your sweet nothings. Outside they're pushing, shoving, outside they're pushing, shoving. You're in the kitchen humming, you're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was sweet nothing.
That was Sweet Nothing, and before that was The Lakes, and we're like halfway-ish through, so I will be doing a short PSA. Today you ate Greek yogurt, you took the train, you planned a workout, you skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by the FEMA and the Ad Council. We don't have earthquakes here, do we? Like, we don't. There are earthquakes, like, in California. Anyways. So, like I was saying, Sweet Nothing is... it, like, on the surface, like, it is a very, like, romantic song. Because, like... you know, it's just... it just echoes the same sort of, like, I want to be with you, like, in this quiet place. Like, away from all the noise and all, like, the turbulence that, like, pushed me into, like, this quiet place in the first place. But, like, in Sweet Nothing, she's also, like, on the way home, I wrote a poem, you say, what a mind, this happens all the time. Like, that's kind of, you can sense, like, in the, not just in the lyrics, but in the way that she sings, it, like, it sounds like she's kind of bored of him. But, like, when the album came out, they were, like, still publicly together, and so I was, like, I just kind of brushed it off. But knowing that they, like, broke up, I'm, like, okay, girly was bored, and she, like, really wanted to just, like, focus on her career and do all her 1989 type of girl bossy things. Up next, we have Hoax, which is... I also don't even, like, fully understand the song, and Taylor said that she doesn't understand it either. But Hoax, I feel like... sort of represents the transition from, like, being in like this fairy tale like world with Joe into being like, no, I actually like want more and I feel like you're kind of holding me back. And then after Hoax we have Bejeweled, which is like really like you've like forgotten about me and I just like need to shine. So yeah, I'll get into like Bejeweled later, but yeah, here's Hoax.
My only one, my smoking gun, my eclipsed sun, this has broken me down. My twisted knife, my sleepless night, my windless fight, this has frozen my ground. Stood on the cliffside screaming, give me a reason. Your faithless love's the only hoax I believe in. Don't want no other shade of blue but you. No other sadness in the world would do. My best laid plan, your sleight of hand, my barren land, I am ash from your fire. Stood on the cliffside screaming, give me a reason. Your faithless love's the only hoax I believe in. Don't want no other shade of blue but you. No other sadness in the world would do. You know I left a part of me back in New York. You knew the hero died, so what's the movie for? You knew it still hurts underneath my scars from when they pulled me apart. You knew the password, so I let you in the door. You knew you won, so what's the point of keeping score? You knew it still hurts underneath my scars from when they pulled me apart. But what you did was just as dark. Just as hard as when they pulled me apart. My only one, my kingdom come undone, my broken drum, you have beaten my heart. Don't want no other shade of blue but you. No other sadness in the world would do.
I think I've been a little too kind. Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind. In the shoes I gave you as a present. Putting someone first only works when you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt. Don't put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart. Diamonds in my eyes. I polish up real. I polish up real. Nice. Nice.
Did all the extra credit, then got grading on a curve.
I think it's time to teach some lessons.
I read you my world, have you heard?
I can reclaim the land.
And I miss you, but I miss Sparkland.
Hey! Just believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember.
Familiarity breeds contempt, so put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart.
Diamonds in my eyes.
I polish up real, I polish up real.
Change my mind, but you might have to wait in line.
What's a girl gonna do? A diamond's gotta shine.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember.
Familiarity breeds contempt, so put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart.
That was Bejeweled, and before that was Hoax. And I said that I would get more into Bejeweled, so yeah. When I first listened to Bejeweled, I was like, I don't know, I can't like pinpoint who this is about. I mean, like, all of Taylor's boyfriends have, like, in the past have been like famous people, so it's not like they would like want to like stamp on her her like shining qualities, because they're also attention seekers. So the only possible explanation in light of the breakup would be Joe, who is a famous person, but is like a really bad famous person. Like, he is so reserved in interviews. He has like a very limited social media presence. He just doesn't have that much charisma. Like, I'm sure like in private, like, he's a wonderful, like, funny person, and if Taylor was with him for 6 years, they must have had a bunch of things in common. But there are reports that like Joe did struggle with Taylor's level of fame, and I think that is like, that I don't think that that's like totally surprising. Because like Joe really only knew Taylor in 2016 when she had to like retreat because of the fact that she was canceled, and everyone hated her. And then Lover era, like, yeah, she's gonna go on tour, but then she still had like a very limited type of like social media presence. Like, she was also just very much in love with Joe. Quarantine, had to retreat, like, quite literally, like, into her house with Joe, so Joe only knew her in those settings. But then when Red Taylor's Version came out, I think that's when Taylor was like, okay, I really miss like singing in front of people, I miss doing like interviews, I miss going to parties, I miss dressing up. But Joe was just like not like that. And I think Taylor, like, in Bejeweled, she's like, a diamond's gotta shine. And she's the diamond, and she really does have to shine, and she's shining right now, on tour. And also, I remember, like, seeing her, like, filming all those music videos, that came out in 2022, and she's doing so much. And I feel like if you're not, like, a fan of Taylor Swift, and, like, you don't just, like, don't really care or, like, keep up with her, you probably like won't know that. But then she came out with like Folklore, Evermore, like She filmed Folklore live at the Long Pond Studios. She released Fearless Taylor's version. She did like, she released All Too Well, 10 Minutes, and like the rest of Red. She did a music video for that. She did two music videos for Red. And then now she has Midnight's come out, and I'm pretty sure she's like done, she's like finished recording like all her re-records. And also on top of that, like, she wants to like direct a feature film, which, okay, you know what, like, I don't think she's like a really good director, but she's like a good songwriter, so I think that's where her talents lie. But she, okay, like, if she wants to direct a movie, okay, fine, whatever, like, I don't, I'll watch it just for her, but I don't think it'll be like Oscar worthy. So when she's been doing all that, I'm like, how does she have time to spend time with Joe, right? Or how does, like, not just Joe, but, like, anybody. Like, sure, she's, like, spending time with Jack Antonoff and, like, Aaron Dessner and, like, other artists because she's, like, collaborating with them and whatever. But with, Joe also, like, has his own job as, like, an actor, although we don't, like, tell me, like, one role he has that's, like, actually good. I don't know. So I wonder, like, how are they spending time with each other? Spoiler alert, they're not, because they broke up. Up next we have The Way I Loved You from Fearless Taylor's version, and then after that we have Question. And these might not seem like related to Joe, but I think that keeping like within the theme of like her wanting to like be a diamond that shines, and like she doesn't really actually like calmness, I guess, The Way I Loved You like really highlights that, I feel like, because she just kind of wants to like scream and fight and kiss in the rain. And question is about Harry Styles, like, okay, because she sampled Out of the Woods in the very beginning, and Out of the Woods is like confirmed about him. So like, why are you like putting this song on Midnight's if you're like in a happy relationship with Joe, because she's not in a happy relationship with Joe. Here's The Way I Loved You, and after that, Question.
Love that you're acting sane, and that's the way I love you. some choices. We had one thing going on. I swear that it was something, cause I don't remember who I was before you painted all my nights a color I've searched for since. But one thing after another, lost in situations, circumstances, miscommunications. And I have to say, by the way, I just may like some explanations. Can I ask you a question? Did you ever have someone kiss you in a crowded room? And every single one of your friends was making fun of you, but 15 seconds later they were clapping too. Then what did you do? Did you leave a house in the middle of the night? Did you wish you'd put up more of a fight? Oh, when she said it was too much, do you wish you could still touch her? It's just a question. Half moon eyes, bad surprise. Did you realize out of time she was on your mind with some meathead guy that you saw that night? But you were on something. It was one drink after another, caught in politics and gender roles, and you're not sure, and I don't know. Got swept away in the gray. I just may like to have a conversation. Can I ask you a question? Did you ever have someone kiss you in a crowded room, and every single one of your friends was making fun of you, 15 seconds later they were clapping too? Then what did you do? Did you leave a house in the middle of the night? Did you wish you'd put up more of a fight? When she said it was too much, do you wish you could still touch her? It's just a question. Does it feel like everything's just like second best after that meteor strike? And what's that that I heard, that you're still with her? That's nice, I'm sure that's what's suitable.
That was Question, and before that was The Way I Loved You. So, like I said, in The Way I Loved You, she's basically like, yeah, my current partner, he's like really nice, but you know what, I really miss like screaming, fighting, kissing in the rain. As she should. Like, she's always liked drama. She's always liked drama and like being busy. Like, hasn't ever like expressed being like in want of like some, you know, like a domestic life, I guess. In Question, she's just like pining for Harry Styles in that song, and that's like not coming from someone that's like in a happy 6-year relationship. Up next we have Midnight Rain and then You're on Your Own, Kid, and that's like kind of the end of the hour. Midnight Rain, she is basically like, I broke this nice boy's heart because he was nice and he's sunshine and I'm midnight rain, like I just want pain. Quite literally, that's what she basically says. And then we have You're on Your Own, Kid, after that, which is basically about how she's basically alone. It's like You're on Your Own, Kid. It's her entire life, like, put into like one song basically, and it just kind of shows how like she kind of is alone, and she's like not built for a boring domestic long-term relationship. Anyways, here's Midnight Rain and You're On Your Own, Kid. It's been a great 2 hours to explain the lore of Taylor's 6-year relationship with Joe Alwyn, although I'm sure no one really cares, except for Taylor Swift fans. But yeah,
he wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bread, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
Pageant queens and deep pretenders, but for some it was paradise. My boy was a montage, a slow motion love potion, jumping off things in the ocean. It broke his heart cause he was nice. He was sunshine, I was midnight.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own. Chasing that fame, he stayed the same. All of me changed like midnight.
It came like a postcard, picture perfect, shiny family, holiday, peppermint candy. But for him, it's every day. So I peered through a window, a deep portal, time travel, all the love we unravel, and the life I gave away. Sunshine, I was midnight pain. He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
Sometimes we all get just what we wanted, just what we wanted. And he never thinks of me, said when I'm on TV. I guess sometimes we all get some kind of haunted, some kind of haunted.
The park. that